What's up, y'all? This is the Producers Journal Podcast. My name is Derek. And once again, here's some funky-ass music for you. I almost started today's episode without it. I'm like, wait a minute, man. We got music now. So I found a new song. One of the reasons why I forgot I add music to this stuff is because it's been over a week since I recorded. Why, may you ask? Because I suck. That's why. So, today I want to talk about how to adapt to your client's system. And we'll get into more details on that. But first, let's do a quick update on the studio. So last week, I finally got up to the studio and plotted for my cameras and my lights, right? And that's when I quickly realized that I don't have enough space in this office in order to have an office desk and my little workstation and a pod station. So it's apparent that I need to lift cameras and lights, somehow harness them from the ceiling or bracket arms coming out of the walls. Whatever that's going to look like, that is exactly what needs to happen. And luckily, I have a good friend here locally near me that has experience in TV studios, and he's all about helping me figure out the ways to be able to create space on the floor, lessen my footprint, so I actually have a floor. Because as it stands right now, if I wanted the three cameras where I feel like they need to be at this point, I don't have room for a desk. So that's going to change. So all good with that. As far as my desk, I got my brand new desk that I bought for the studio, two new 24-inch monitors along with its, you know, mount for said new desk. That's all coming in this week. Looking forward to piecing that together. Once I get the desk and monitors up, then it's time to really move my office over. My office that's in my bedroom, which is exactly where I'm speaking to you right now at 6:40 in the morning. Because I've been so busy, I haven't been able to record this week, but I made a point to get my ass into gear this morning and do this. So if I sound tired, that's why. But I am drinking some nice hot coffee. So that's what's going on with the studio. Once I get the office up and running, internet going, then it's game on to figure out how to make the studio work around my office and the best way to light it and the best way to film it without taking floor space. So I'm looking forward to that. By this weekend, I should have everything built, and hopefully next week start working on the aesthetics. So today, let's talk about adapting to your client system. So this has always been one of the tricky parts about my job, or your job as a producer. Whether you have a team or not, you tend to fall into the rhythm of your client and the system. And the system might be as simple as, hey, the client's telling you, we work out of Google, and we want you on Slack. And this is how we're going to communicate with you. Simple as that. And you say yes, of course. Absolutely. You're happy to get the work. Well, then the next new client, we work out of Trello. We do all our communication there. And we use Box.com. And you're like, what the hell is Box.com? Well, there's such a thing as Box.com. You know, I think they, you know, stole from another company, maybe called Dropbox, but it's like any other storage platform. Well, now you got to learn a new platform. Like, what is Box.com? And you quickly realize it's just like any other app and application on how to store files. But now it's a new login. It's just a new thing. And this can continue over and over and over. Different client, not only a different system, but different timeline. They record weekly. They batch. They are late or super early. And it can become a headache because now you're balancing all these different schedules to coincide with your own. And I think that that's just kind of inevitable, unless you're a huge agency, I think, and you really can toe the line and be like, nope, you fall into our system. I've never felt comfortable doing that, you know, and I don't know if I ever will. We'll see. But I'm still flexible to work with the client's needs and communication flow, because I want to make it as easy for them as possible. I will absolutely update and help them. Hey, let's make this a little tighter. We can make this smoother. Here's some ideas. Here's some automation ideas for Trello. Here's some stuff for Asana. And maybe we can tighten this up. And it usually does, and they appreciate it, because I can come in from a different angle and perspective of the actual producer and slash manager, because sometimes you just feel like a manager. So what made me want to discuss this today specifically is because this is twice now happened over the last few weeks, but at like the next level, bigger clients and a higher end integration into their system. Now, one of the companies is called Amaze Media, which I talked about in a previous episode about referral partnerships. They are another good size agency based out of somewhere, I think it's New York, and they are outsourcing overflow editing to me and us, and they work through a platform called ClickUp. And the newest development is a company called WinRate Consulting. And this is owned by a gentleman by the name of Mike Claudio. And he and I go way back. I've launched three different podcasts for him probably 2 years ago. In like a 3 to 4 month span, I launched a bunch of stuff for him. And the relationship was great. But he eventually moved all the editing into in-house. And then I hired him as a coach. He, part of his consulting firm is coaching businesses, small businesses, not necessarily in the podcast world, but it still can overreach. So I actually hired him for a 12-week program. So we really got to know each other well. And I'd help him out here and there as we go. He's been great at referring people to me. So it's been a nice way to kind of stay in touch. Well, the opportunity came up where he now is looking to outsource his podcast and social media. No more editing in-house. And they used the company for the last year or so for their social media, and they parted ways with that company for sort of negative reasons. They just weren't, their service was fading. We'll just say that. So they were looking for a person or an agency to take care of everything podcast, the writing, the show notes, finding the clips for audiograms, actually piecing the audiograms together, the graphic design for those, the editing of the podcast, and the uploading. And this is a heavy podcast. It's three episodes a week. There's three different series. His Monday episode is called Mike's Motivation Monday. It's a solo host thing, quick, giving some motivation for the week. The Wednesday podcast episode is interview style, and then Friday is called AMA, Ask Me Anything. So there's a lot going on. So it's a pretty big job, and we were contacted first, which was amazing. So it's another sort of, it's not a referral partnership, but it's a big job now. It's great. You know, it's a nice monthly nut that the revenue just got hit with, and it's all good and exciting. With that said, they work out of Asana. So now I get these two new big clients that bring in a lot of work, and we have to not only adapt to their flow, but we have been integrated into their boards, their production platforms. And instead of the traditional, I get email from client, file ready, or here's the link to the new file, thanks. And then I move it into monday.com, which is what we use. I just then task the editor accordingly or whatever. Just take it from there. Well, now the integration is into another major platform. And what I try to do also now is the editor that I bring into these bigger clients has direct contact. So that way I'm taking out of the mix, because my editor is going to know everything that the client needs to know, and the client knows everything that the editor needs to know, and that back and forth as there's revisions and everything. So now there's that direct touch between client and team member, but that team member also needs to be integrated into ClickUp or Asana. So it can jumble things up a little bit. I still use Monday for the tasking. So that still stays the same. Once we get what we need from the client and then it's time for me to push to team, I still do it through Monday. But now there's that added thing where the editor is integrated into ClickUp or integrated into Asana. And the Asana one with WinRate is what really sparked me to talk about this, because with Amaze Media and ClickUp, it's a little more just about the tagging into comments and, you know, Alex, my editor who's on it, adjusting a status, you know, ready for review or whatever. And that's about it. Amaze still manages that platform for the most part. With WinRate and Asana, I have, part of our role is to manage it too. Just manage the flow, everything. Keep on top of everything, minus him sitting down and recording interviews and recording his episodes. And he comes up with the titles. That's it. And it just drops into a Dropbox folder, status changes to uploaded to Dropbox, and then we take it from there. And we handle, like I said, all the editing, show notes, and social media. And that carries a lot of different statuses, but, you know, that journey from A to B. And then I have my editor. Now, my editor is not attached to it, but my social media manager is. Her name is Lexi. So she's all integrated and involved in all that. Now, what's great about that is I have nothing to do with social media. So me and Lexi are kind of going into this as like partners. So she handles that world and they organize that a different way. But I'm in charge of the production flow. So now I'm actually adjusting the Asana board and creating statuses and going to the client and say, hey, I think this would help. I would love to have this chain of statuses updated because it helps me with the flow and it makes more sense. And they're like, absolutely, absolutely. That's what we hired you for. You know, we want this done great. Not only do we want this taken off our hands, but we want this done well, better than we can do. So I'm definitely stepping up to the plate for that. And I like it because, A, I'm learning more about a different platform. I've used Asana in the past, but this is a great way to really learn the ins and outs. And it's like any other, but it's really good Kanban. ClickUp, I haven't really been able to play with a whole lot. I use Trello all the time. I think I like its benefits and I love Monday, but they all, I wish I could smash all three together and make one that's in my mind would be perfect for me. But so now what happens is, okay, so I'm managing this other company's Asana board and controlling their production flow. But then I also need to task my team when accordingly, but I'm also on the hook for staying on top of notifications. I'm not getting an email from the client, hey, file ready. I have to set notifications, or I have to set a system in place for myself to do then know when I need to go to Asana to update things, look for new files. So now I have to create a connector system, as I'll say. And I use Trello for myself. That's my main hub on controlling my day-to-day, whether it's business or personal and everything in between. So now I have to set a little system in my Trello to give me reminders to then go to Asana and work there and then take files from there or information from there and move it to the team. So there's an extra layer in there, but it's the best learning experience because I'm learning so much more about WinRate business, their production platform, and growing these skills to then maybe have another client that wants the same treatment. And they can be like, hey, we use ClickUp. Are you familiar? Yes. We're on Asana. We want you to really handle our board for us. Are you familiar with Asana? Asana. Are you familiar? Familia? Now I'm from New York. What's going on here? It's 6:55 in the morning, so I apologize. Are you familiar with Asana? Yes. Are you familiar with Monday? Yes. So I'm learning all these great platforms. But as I grow and continue to grow and continue to put people in place to then open my bandwidth, eventually I'm going to get a real production manager, assistant, a PA, whatever you want to call him or her. I've tried this in the past, other episode, but then I can really bring in that assistant that will then handle WinRate's Asana and Amaze Media Labs, ClickUp, and all that connection to other clients, which another episode based out of that is letting go and the fear and anxiety from that. But that's kind of what's going on here. Today I'll be going back into that Asana account and seeing what's up and making sure things are flowing. With three episodes a week, it's crazy. And Mike's good at getting ahead, so we have a few interviews in the hopper. His MMMs, as we call it, his Motivation Monday episodes and his AMA episodes, he's recorded ahead, so we have some headroom, but it's still a lot of tasking, a lot of deadlines, quick turnaround. So that's all I got for today. You know, if you have any questions or thoughts, please reach out to me at The Producer's Journal on Instagram. Also, we're on TikTok at The Producer's Journal Pod. And then you can see my business at ShelbyRowProductions.com and get all our information from there. I should have said all of this on the front end, but it's 7:00 in the morning now. No, it's 6:56. So, you know, leave me a message. I'd love to hear from you. Ask me a question. Maybe I can do my own Ask Me Anything, but I need questions first. This has been fun. Please check out my Instagram again at The Producer's Journal. I post reels as a way to promote this podcast. So with each episode, I do a quick 20-second reel explaining what the episode is about and throw it to the world. And it gets a lot of great views. They get great views, but they don't yield a whole lot of likes or follows. So if you see a reel and you're interested, even if it doesn't push you to the episode and to the actual podcast, at the very least, hit a like, hit my follow button, come join the mission here. But if you do want to listen to the episode, go to the link in the bio and it takes you to my link tree, which will then give you the options to listen to any platform you wish. Until next time, y'all, we'll talk to you later.